Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Do you have something in your eye? I'm Charlene Steinkamp. How often do you want to tell someone about a weakness or fault that they may have? Are you burdened about your spouse's lifestyle? There are many spouses who are crying and interceding for the Lord to touch their spouse's heart. How often are you tempted to condemn or criticize your spouse to others? Be careful that you do not judge your spouse's behavior. Are you having eye trouble? Go look in the mirror and see if there is a plank in your own eye. Once you can see properly, you will see the small speck in your spouse's eye. I understand that I am probably speaking to the innocent victim, but may we all take the responsibility of our marriages falling apart. May you start praying for the healing of your spouse's eye trouble instead of judging them. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, we read, "Do not judge, or you will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. The Lord revealed to me after our divorce all the wrong that I did in our marriage. I was so blinded by the huge beam in my own eye during our divorce that all I could see and do was blame Bob for everything. Our Lord God is faithful and a just judge, and He will expose the truth for both sides as we continue to seek His face. Each of us need to take responsibility for our mistakes and then take the responsibility to change areas in our life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Have you asked the Lord to show you your faults and mistakes that you did in your marriage? Then confess and repent to your Lord. Then start praying that you can share at the right time with your spouse all that your Lord has revealed and done for you. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, we read, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life." Are your eyes seeing light or darkness? We need to pray that the Holy Spirit will open your spouse's eyes to see God's light, seeing and hearing God's truth that will set them free from the bondages of sin and the slavery of darkness. Your prayers are very important to set your spouse free from the darkness that they are living in. Today, what do you see? In Luke chapter 11, verse 33, we read, "No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden or under a bowl. Instead, he puts it on its stand so that those who come in may see the light. Your eye is a lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body is also full of light. But when they are bad, your body also is full of darkness. See to it, then, that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be completely lighted as when the light of a lamp shines on you." Allow the Holy Spirit to pour new life and light into your marriage that may appear dead and hopeless. But once you see the light, God will resurrect your dead marriage into a new marriage that will be radiating light and life through the power of your Lord God, as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.